conditions in Gaza and Lebanon have only become more dire as we move into the 14th month of this phase of the genocide. In Lebanon, Israel has killed over 3,000 people since October last year as it uses the same playbook on Lebanon as it used on Gaza. It's bombing residential buildings, demolishing and decimating villages, and targeting journalists and paramedics. Not only is Israel continuing its carpet bombing campaign in Lebanon and in Gaza, but it's also continuing to starve the entire population in Gaza, including and especially in the north. If they're fortunate enough, Palestinians have had to resort to eating spoiled food with insects and bugs. Shame. Shame. The Israeli occupation also no longer attempts to even hide its evil and its intentions, because only a few days ago, Israel announced that Palestinians will not be returning to the north of Gaza, and that there are no more civilians living in the north of Gaza, which we all know is a straight lie. In other words, Israel has unequivocally declared its policy of ethnic cleansing, and it has openly declared its intention of settler expansion, something that we have been calling out for over 76 years. None of this is surprising to us, because we all know that Israel is morally bankrupt, and it's a morally bankrupt settler colony. We all know that Israel is only interested in taking more land and in more destruction, and that it does not care about its indigenous population. Despite all these blatant declarations of war crimes and Israel's absolute savagery over 13 months, the international community continues to fail to act. Especially our own government. The Australian government continues with its weasel words, with its complicity, with its puppeting of US foreign policy. And it's about time that our government finally grew a spine. It's about time that Australia sanctioned Israel. And it's about time that Australia investigated those Australian citizens who are serving in the Israeli occupation forces. We've had enough of Penny Wong's empty words and her comments that all lives matter. Lies. Because Palestinian lives do not matter in the eyes of the Australian government. And we are calling for action because we are sick of your weasel words.
Turn and turn to the white hills, Jaya. The falcon cannot hear the falcon. Things fall apart. The centre cannot hold. Mirroring is loose on the world. The blood dim tide is loose.
Our first speaker, because our first speaker is Fawad Sharida, and Fawad is older than the illegal state of Israel. He's a Nakba survivor from the north of Palestine in Safad, and he's also a writer and poet. Please welcome Fawad.
Thank you. I am a Palestinian, but I'm not a terrorist. They've been telling you for 70 years, every Palestinian is a terrorist. We are not terrorists. If you defend yourself, if you defend your homeland, If you offend your children and your family, you can't be told as a terrorist. We are freedom fighters. Dear comrades, I would like to first acknowledge the first people of this land, the Gadigal people. The story of the Aboriginal people is the same as the Palestinians. Different place and time, but the struggle is the same. To my Aboriginal comrades, I say to you, you are the Palestinian of Australia, and we are the Aboriginal people of Palestine. We both experienced the theft of our land, and we both have struggled and fought for our rights, our right to freedom and self-determination. My name is Fuad Shraidi. I am a survivor of Al Nakba, which we call catastrophe. I'm standing here in front of you as a survivor of the massacre committed in my small village, Safsaf, North Palestine, 75 years ago. I stand before you as a proof. I stand before you with my children and my grandchildren as a proof that the cause lives on and will continue to live on. Now, my grandchild, Jaleel. Jaleel is the name of the area North Palestine. He born with the name of a piece of Palestine, and he promised me he will carry on the struggle after me. Jaleel. That's also my granddaughter, Jenin. Jenin is the name of a city. And so they carry the name of Palestine. Palestine will carry on forever. The Nakba, the old Nakba 1948, is not a very different to the catastrophe we are witnessing in Gaza and all occupied Palestine and in Lebanon, South Lebanon. The only difference is that Zionist terrorists have become more sinister and sophisticated in how they are brutally slaughtering our people. Despite their savagery, the bravery and determination of our people continues, only becomes stronger every day. We remain undefeated. But they took my homeland from me, and I became a refugee. Messages to the Zionists that Palestine may be occupied, but it still stands. You might be able to defeat an army in the battlefield, but it's impossible to defeat an ideology, a philosophy, an idea. I would like to thank you, big thank you. The children of Gaza are hearing your shouts, your voices. You are really the conscience of Australia. Lest we forget all the mercies, lest we forget the babies and children who live where lost too soon. Long live Palestine, long live Palestine.
The darkness drops again, but now I know. Thanks everyone for coming out again today. My name is Josh Lees from the Palestine Action Group. It's been another terrible week, we have to say, in world politics on every front. We see, as Dahlia's already talked about, the ongoing and who could imagine it was even possible, but the intensification of Israel's genocide in Gaza, the despicable statements they're making that all of North Gaza is terrorist now, there are no civilians left, according to the Israeli occupation forces. We've seen, of course, the ongoing invasion and destruction of Lebanon. We're seeing, if people have seen the news out of Amsterdam, the kind of thing that it means for the world when the world backs a fascist genocidal state and a racist state, that now we have the sight of Israeli fascist football hooligans marauding through a foreign city in Amsterdam, attacking Palestinians, attacking anyone of color they can find, chanting death to Arabs, chanting that there are no schools left in Gaza because they've killed all the children, celebrating that, calling on the occupation forces to finish the job, taking up metal bars and planks of wood to smash things, attack people, bash people. During the football match, of course, that I'm referring to, there was a minute's silence for the victims, for the deaths, the many hundreds of deaths in Spain caused by the terrible floods. And what did these Israeli fascist football fans do? They chanted all the way through the minute's silence. Because, of course, they condemn Spain and the Spanish state for taking even a slightly decent stance when it comes to Palestine. And then when people organize to resist these fascist mobs marauding through their streets attacking Arabs and Palestinians, what does our media say? They come out and denounce those who want to stand up and defend people against fascist mobs and call it an anti-Semitic terrorist attack. It's despicable. The mayor came out and sided with the fascist terrorist mobs of Israeli fans chanting death to Arabs. They condemn those who tried to defend ordinary people against these mobs. And it says everything you need to know about the media, about politicians like Penny Wong, that when things like this happen, they line up with the fascist racists and not with those who want to stand against them. Speaker Zach Schofield. Zach is a community organizer for the climate movement in this country, in particular for the upcoming big demonstration organized by Rising Tide taking place in Newcastle to block the Newcastle coal ports.
Thanks, comrades. I want to pay my respects as well to the people of the Gadigal Nation, the Eora Nation, as well as the Wabakal and Worimi peoples where I come from, Newcastle, Mullumbimba, land of the sea ferns. It's a grim privilege to be speaking to you today. It's a grim privilege. I contend that in a democracy, disrupting those industries which burn and pillage at the expense of human life should be valid to disrupt. That's what democracy should be. The genocide in Gaza is the sharpest, most hateful expression of a global philosophy of greed, of profit over people, of we get ours and screw the rest of them. It is the most hateful expression of that. And the people of Palestine have been at the forefront of that battle since the inception of the State of Israel and longer. But the burning of fossil fuels is also part of that philosophy. It is the dispassionate, incremental boiling of us all that will lead to more horrors in the lifetimes of this generation. It will exacerbate every crisis and it has been supported by exactly the same people who support the violence and the death in Palestine and around the world. I am a Newcastle boy, and Newcastle is the home of the world's largest coal port. We are responsible for 1% of total global carbon emissions. A town of 200,000 people, responsible for 1% of the global boiling that will impact every human on this planet. So following Chris Minns' disgraceful and cowardly attacks on the right to protest against you, he's come after us, and the Supreme Court has unfortunately endorsed him as in an attempt to shut us down by denying us our Form 1. We are doing it anyway, because that's what democracy means. But I have more bad news for you, comrades. Yesterday, some of you may have seen that a shipment of Hunter coal from Newcastle landed in Hedera Port in Tel Aviv to power the genocidal regime in Israel. Because our comrades in Colombia have shut down their coal exports to Israel in accordance with international law. So they now buy it from us, it seems. And this is, as far as we know, new, or at least a continuation of something that we were not aware of. But now I speak not as rising tide, but as a Newcastle boy. I've grown up watching that dispassionate death in coal, leaving my hometown a dozen times a day. That's why I'm fighting this fight. That's why I need to be part of building a movement to transition away from that industry, to take care of my community, not at the expense of others. But hear me now. I will be damned before I let my hometown be complicit in genocide. It will not happen. It will not happen. And we need to stand with you. We need to stand with the Palestinian people to ensure that does not happen again. There has never been a better time to shut down the world's largest coal port. There has never been a better time. It is the end of the hottest year in human history. The youngest among us will feel the impacts of that. It will come home. It will come here. It will come all around the world. And I invite you to stand with us as we stand with you in Newcastle, because on Saturday, the 23rd at 11 a.m., we are having a Palestinian solidarity float out as part of the People's Blockade. We will be shutting the coal port down with Palestinian flags in tow, with comrades from all around the country, from Newcastle, from Sydney, from Northern Rivers, from all around the continent. Come join us. Be part of it. Because direct action gets the goods. We can rally, we can harass our politicians, yes. That is important, that is democracy. What is democracy as well is direct action and shutting evil down.
Turning and turning the widening gyre. The falcon cannot hear the falcon. Things fall apart. The center
A recent UN report has revealed that the age group most killed in Gaza is 5 to 9 year olds. Shame. This is not surprising when we know that Israel has been carpet bombing Gaza in densely populated civilian areas for the last 13 months, killing mostly women and children. There is absolutely nothing, nothing that justifies genocide. There is nothing that justifies ethnic cleansing. There is nothing that justifies the murder of Palestinians, over 100,000 Palestinians in 13 months. And there is nothing that justifies the killing of children. A young boy, Zain, in Palestine, in Gaza. Zain's mother was killed by Israel 2 months ago. And he visits the cemetery every single night just to sleep on his mother's grave to feel close to her. And his father says that his soul is attached to his mother. Another young boy in Gaza, opens the shroud of his martyred mother just to see her face one more time before she's buried. And when you hear these stories, you should feel sad and you should feel angry, but don't let it stop there. Let those emotions drive you into action. Come to the rallies, bring your friends, call your politicians, do everything you can, and be the voice for the children of Gaza who have had their lives robbed from them and their childhoods robbed from them.